Hello, listeners. Today, my guests are Miss Kelsey Taylor, drama teacher and drama tour leader, Year 12 student Sophia Lydiard and Year 11 student Esther McDougall. Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
Thank you.
We are going to have a little chat and review about the drama tour, which I was also on. So, reunion.
Reunion.
Okay. All right. So, Kelsey, what's the purpose of the drama tour?
Basically, it's to take our senior drama students to Sydney or to a place of interest where we can just expose them to a variety of theatrical forms and styles, both on stage and off stage, and to just really immerse them in the exciting art scene and really kind of push and extend their learnings and abilities that they already experience in the classroom.
Okay, so we went to quite a few workshops and also performances. What workshop was your favourite, Sophia?
I mean, there were so many. It's kind of a blur, to be honest.
Well, let the listeners know that we did go to NIDA, which
did.
Is a bit of
NIDA was amazing. I don't necessarily have a favourite, but
Belvoir
was really good.
The directing one.
So that
one.
Was a directing
one.
Yeah.
We did a whole bunch of different ones. So there was a directing-based one. I won't say movement-based, but
yeah,
I did learn a lot with group
NIDA.
Devising. I liked especially how we learned new things that we don't necessarily see in the classroom.
But you could apply to
but
your
I could apply.
Assessment.
Yeah, so there were some moments of familiarity and then some bits where I had to really step out of my comfort zone, which I really enjoyed.
And one of the great things about the tours is that it expands your understanding about the industry in itself.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously sometimes as a drama student, we focus on, you know, the dream of being an actor, that next acting experience. So what did you learn, Esther, around the other roles that are available?
Well, I think at Sydney Theatre Company, we saw really just how much work goes behind the scenes in all of their different departments. And I think personally, like, I took the most from that tour as well. I think our guide, Glenn, was so passionate. You could see it in his eyes how much he loved his job and working. And he is an actor himself, but he also was immersed in explaining how the props department works and the design and the set construction. And it was great just to see how many people are actually behind that.
And are employed.
Employed,
and
yeah.
One of the unique things about Sydney Theatre Company, which I think is unlike any other theatre company in Australia, is that the whole production is based on that site, from marketing, costume design, set design, etc.
Like, it's all under one roof,
yeah,
which is
they
amazing.
Are one big team, which is quite incredible.
But yeah,
okay.
I mean, it shows how everyone has, like, a place.
Yeah, and
every little role has, like, plays a part in bigger picture.
Yeah. And it's not just, like, the actors, like, who do amazing, but it's also the incredible work of, like, the designers and the costumes. And I think at NIDA, there was some insane costume designs on, like, mannequins that we saw.
And we got the opportunity to go to the Opera House. Kelsey, do you want to tell us about, remind us what we saw?
Yeah. So we did go see a Bungara Dance Theatre production called Yuldaya, which was a really great, like, I have never seen a Bungara performance before.
Amazing.
And just the dedication and the expertise of those movers
and the
performers.
Stamina. So 65 minutes.
It was outstanding.
Yeah.
And it just was very, like, thought-provoking. It was about the South Australian water source there and how that very much got depleted when they did the Trans Trail Railroad through Australia.
And
just incredible. And I think that was just a great experience as well, because it kind of opened our eyes to, like, how much storytelling can happen through movement.
Yes, so there was, just for our listeners, there was no script. It was a soundtrack and movement, and it was extremely powerful. And going to the Opera House is a lovely experience, isn't it? Apart from the weather. It was rather chilly. It was rather chilly.
It was a rainy night. Good pictures.
But it was so, I got quite emotional watching it. It was beautiful. Like, like, one thing I thought while I was watching it as well is, like, I would say some of these dancers are descended from people of the Stolen Generations who couldn't practice their culture,
mm.
and now they're here performing it and dancing mm. and telling their story, and I think that's just so beautiful that
yeah.
Like their art and their culture is
they're carrying it on,
and yeah. clearly mm-hmm. there is a priority to celebrate and provide those regular performance opportunities at like a premier venue in Australia.
Mm.
Thanks so much for joining me.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.